Thank you for joining. I'd like to open up with prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, it is because of you, dear God, that we live today, and we're so thankful. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the mercy, the grace, the forgiveness, the compassion that you have showed us, dear God, over the years, dear God. We just want to acknowledge you, dear Father, and all that you have done. All you're going to do, dear Father. We ask you to lead and guide and direct us, Father, with your powerful Holy Spirit that lives within. Lord God, we ask you to just continue to give us spiritual wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father, of your word. Let us hear with spiritual ears, Father. Let us feel your presence more. Strengthen us, Father, in our spiritual gifts, dear God, that way we can bring you glory. Lord, we ask you to just be with each and every one of our families, dear God, and our loved ones. And any soul that does not know Christ, dear Father, I ask that you just convict them, dear God, and let them come find you and experience your love. And I ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I wanted to talk about forgiveness. And one of the hardest things for me to do was to forgive myself. I've been on a path of destruction my entire life. I've done 11 years in prison, and I'm 34. Since I'm 20, I've done 11 years and I've destroyed family relationships. I've lied. I've cheated. I've stole. I've manipulated. I've connived to get only what I wanted. Not one time that I ever consider the destruction that I was doing to my own family as they was continuing to try to show me love. Not one time that I consider how my actions were affecting their walk with Christ, how my actions were affecting their day-to-day routines. I was completely blind to that until I found Jesus. And I started to realize the forgiveness that my family was showing me, the forgiveness that he showed me, was the same exact love that I needed to show. And as I begin to share that forgiveness in my life, I started to forgive myself for the actions that I did, because I continued to see God restoring my family and all the relationships that I had destroyed. And he's restored it beyond anything that you can imagine. It's just, he brought family from the country that I haven't seen in years to start talking to me. It's just amazing the way God works. It is nothing like we think. And I like to think that we trust God with everything. But do we? Do we come into a decision and ask for God's wisdom and God's knowledge and God's understanding in that decision? And then do we wait patiently for God to reveal himself to us in that situation? Or do we just keep doing what we thought was best or what we thought was wise? Scripture says if we trust in the Lord and acknowledge him in all his ways, he will make our path straight for us. I know that I want to be in God's righteousness. I know that I want his words to be on my heart. I want it to flow freely through me. I want it to have not my own emphasis, but I want it to have God's strength, God's conviction, God's love, compassion behind the words. Those are the rivers of flowing water. That is the Spirit speaking out. That is what moves mountains. That is what makes the path straight. That is the seeds that we plant. Our Father loves us so much. He just wants us to turn to him and lean on his direction. I know that forgiveness has just been overwhelming, because I think about all the things that I've done and how my family could forgive me for those things. But then I think about how Jesus forgave me, and that's the reason they forgive me, is because they love Jesus. So if we love Jesus, we have the strength, the courage, the power to forgive and forget. Nobody can harm us as much as we've harmed ourselves. We've been the worst of the worst just to ourselves. putting ourselves through misery and turmoil, worry, thinking about what others think, when we should just stay focused on Jesus. Moses brought them through the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. We couldn't turn back. Don't turn to the right or the left where the walls are, the distractions. But if we stay focused on that path that Jesus has for us, His purpose, His plans, His will, and giving Him thanks, oh, it is so smooth. It is peace, it's joy walking that path. It may look rocky, it may look like a big, huge storm. But focusing on Jesus' beautiful face and His provisions and His protection and holding that faith firm gives us everything we'll ever need. I pray that this message or this heart thing right here that we're dealing with is touching you, because I know that when I confess my shortcomings to others, to the Lord God Almighty, that the powerful Holy Spirit starts to dig in, because I'm renouncing those things in the name of Jesus Christ that are hindering me from growing closer. And then He pours His love and His compassion, His mercy and His grace into my heart. And He fills those holes with His precious Spirit, with His forgiveness. And then I start to express that forgiveness upon myself and to others. And I start to grow spiritually and stronger. And then the Spirit works freely. And then there's power. God starts to plant seeds and flourish gardens that bear fruit. I love each and every one of y'all, and I just want to know that we are never beyond forgiveness. Think about the forgiveness that God and Jesus has done for us, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and convict you to forgive others. And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.